This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado snowpack is close to average across most of the western slope, which includes the crucial Colorado River Basin. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson says it's an El Nino winter.
And what that means for us is a pretty strong west-to-east jet stream flow that has already resulted in a couple of good dumping storms in the mountains.
Not everywhere in Colorado's high country. Mountains in the southern part of the state are seeing what's called a snow drought so far this season. And we'll hear more from Mike Nelson in about 15 minutes. COVID hospitalizations are flat in Colorado, but the state is urging vaccination to keep from getting sick. CPR's John Daly.
COVID-19 vaccinations are way down from earlier years. The CDC is warning COVID and flu could surge and strain hospitals, and a new variant is spreading quickly in other states. Dr. Rachel Herlihy is the state epidemiologist.
We absolutely encourage people to receive the updated COVID vaccine. We know that's going to be the best way to protect yourself.
The CDC says vaccination can also reduce the risk of long COVID. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A fire this past weekend shut down a major intersection in Aurora, which could stay closed for days at Colfax and Peoria. The fire started Saturday at a construction site for an apartment complex. Work to replace a fallen railroad bridge will close both sides of Interstate 25 north of Pueblo tonight. The bridge partially collapsed in October when a train derailed. The incident also killed a truck driver. State transportation officials suggest Highway 115 is a detour. The interstate is expected to reopen tomorrow at 6 a.m. Along the Front Range today, mostly sunny. Highs getting up close to 60 in Denver, 59, Boulder, 57 this afternoon. Grand Junction turning cloudy. Highs in the upper 40s today, then a bit warmer on Tuesday. And in the mountains, mostly sunny in Vail, 45, about the same tomorrow. In Gunnison, 38 today. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.